Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life and various subjects through the eyes of myself. I am GT, a 63-year-old baby boomer. I'm here with Daniel.
A 16-year-old Gen Zer.
We have a special guest, our first guest ever in studio, Daniel's mom, Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for the invite.
Are you nervous?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive. I deal with some crazy stuff every day.
Okay. All right. So before we get into the subject this week, want to touch real briefly on our fantasy hockey update. Everybody, I'm sure you're on the edge of your seats wondering what's going on with that.
I am.
Currently, it looks like, Daniel, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it looks like you and I are going to be in the finals.
Well,
against each other.
I'd hope so. It's off of projected points, yeah, but my team's sucking. I need to change goalies again. It's looking rough.
My team kicked ass last night.
Yeah, no, I think I got like 30 points in all, and I had like 8 games. So that's pretty terrible.
So my question is, if we end up against each other and I beat your ass like I told you I was going to before this even started,
I'll cry.
Are you going to be mad?
I'll cry.
You'll cry?
I won't be mad. I'll cry.
For real?
Yeah.
In front of me?
Yeah, I'll get a tear for you.
Can I videotape it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can post it.
All right, so we are recording a few days early this time because we have a really busy weekend. We all do, so we're going to knock this out a little earlier than usual. It'll still upload at the same days. So, Jessica, how's your week going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Daniel?
Fine.
Typical answer.
The typical answer. No, it's going good. Hockey's starting, like I said last time. So.
Oh, yeah. Your first game got
canceled because of snow and rain.
Yeah.
So.
Snow in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here at our super secret Time on the Mic compound somewhere in the Midwest in the United States, we had a very strange day of weather. It rained like almost an inch of rain in the morning, it seemed like.
Yeah, and then you get flood warnings on your phone.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it turns to snow and we're in winter again. So that was crazy.
What is it now? 50 degrees? Something like that?
At least it's not raining or snowing. So anyway, I've had a so-so week. But today I got this in the mail and my day just got a lot better. This is a new CD by Aaron Lewis called The Hill. I haven't listened to it all yet, but good stuff. Really like that guy. We're going to go see him in June. Actually driving like 2 hours away, I think, something like that. All right. So to update you, I checked this morning and we are up to 61 downloads. So it increases every day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to make of it, actually, because no one is leaving comments. We have no followers. So if you're out there listening, just, you know, drop us an email, timeonthemic@gmail.com, and let us know you're listening just so I know it's for real. And I don't know, Daniel's not at home hitting the thing 61 times trying to make me feel good. All right, so the reason we asked Jessica here today was last time we were talking about some Easter traditions, and Daniel brought up some questions that you told him to ask me, and I was kind of confused. He said to ask me about Starlab.
You've never had Starlab in grade school?
I don't know what I.
So,
I don't know what it is either.
I want to say it's from when I was in grade school, from third to sixth grade. It's a big, huge blow up, if you will, air globe.
Oh, that shines on the wall?
No. It's got like a big, huge fan that it continuously blows in it and keeps it blown up. And so you're in this big, huge bubble and you got to crawl in it on your hands and knees. And then you all sit around in like a cave circle like.
A parachute?
Nope, not a parachute. It's completely enclosed. Anyways, it's something that we all look forward to. And they would point out with their laser pointer the constellation.
Oh, it's like a portable planetarium, it sounds like.
Yes,
oh, cool. No,
yes.
I never had that.
Huh. Yeah, so that's
no
what the Star Lab was.
Yeah. Because he asked me that, and I'm like, Star Lab? And I'm looking it up on my phone, and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it throughout the week, and I thought, is she talking about, because remember when them things first came out, that people put on their lawns on Christmas that shines lights upon their houses?
Yes, yes.
I think that's what they called those, wasn't it, originally?
Maybe.
So I thought, but I never had one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was totally confused. But now it's clear to me now. But no, we never had that.
Yeah, we had to take our shoes off and crawl in. Hmm. Yeah.
So it was a environmental thing instead of just an over top?
Correct. You were completely enclosed. If you were to touch the side of the walls, there is nothing to get out except for crawling through the entrance of the
tomb. You know what a planetarium is, right?
Yeah.
So think of it as a portable planetarium, but you blow it up.
It's just, oh, okay.
And then you shine, on the inside, you shine it up on the wall and point out different things.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And you did this in grade school?
Yes, sir. Back in the day.
So that was something you guys really looked forward to?
Yep.
Was it just once a year or like?
It was once a year, and I do believe it was from third. It was, I remember third through sixth, and.
So was this something the school had or somebody came in?
It was, that's a good question. I don't know that I remember that much detail.
I can't imagine the school having that.
I don't know what grade, but I know once I went to the planetarium in a local college.
Yeah.
But
Augustana?
Yeah, but that's the one time that we did that.
Yeah.
So.
They do, they used to, I'm pretty sure they still do, but every Christmas they do a show there free of charge for the public about the history of Christmas and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. If you haven't gone, you should go. I'm pretty sure they're still doing it.
So they don't teach you anything about the constellation unless you're taking like a science class?
Yeah.
Wow.
You take, so seventh grade science is when you learn about space mostly. In high school, it's another type of science, but it's specifically space science. So, yeah.
I was always into that.
Bring back Star Lab.
That sounds like a t-shirt. All right. The other thing he asked me was, how did you phrase it? The little brown truck or something?
Yeah. You said something like, you had a specific word, but. Yeah.
It was a little brown truck that I remember when me and your dad started dating. I used to get picked up in the brown truck that I feel like probably, I mean, I wasn't too big, but I was your average girl back in the day. They would both come pick me up in the truck, and then we would always go rent movies. But I felt like a two-seater kind of situation, but we were a very close family inside the truck. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it only had two seats, didn't it?
Was it brown? It was brown, right? Yeah. See, I got it.
You called it something specific.
I don't remember doing that. A brown.
It was a brown Ranger. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't remember it was a Ranger, though. You called it Brownie or something.
Because when you first said that, the first thing that popped into my head was Power Rangers. I'm like, I don't remember a brown Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that truck was, it was tiny, that's for
I
sure.
I feel like there was a lot of miles on that truck, too.
I've never that's seen this truck, so.
I don't remember.
No?
Okay. I don't remember. I remember selling it, and this guy coming and just picking every little thing, like,
yeah,
and I told him, well, don't buy it then,
right? Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, dude. All right, so want to let you know that if you listen to past episodes, our sponsor has been C&J Superior Tools. Jessica is actually the J in C&J Superior Tools, co-owner along with Colin, my son. So you want to give us a brief rundown on how all that came to be? Because you're coming up on your year anniversary.
Yeah. It's
Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. you got the golden socket or whatever?
I did, and it was pretty massive.
Got a medal? Like you just won the Heisman?
Yeah. I used to work for a contractor through FedEx Ground, and I didn't care for it too much. And so Colin come home and asked me, what do you think about quitting your job? And I knew there had to be a catch to that.
I'm all for it, but.
And I said, well, why? What do you have in mind? And he said, well, what do you think about selling tools? You drive the big trucks, you're used to the big trucks, and you just go shop to shop and sell the tools and collect the money. And I thought, easy peasy. And wouldn't be too tiring. And physically, it's not. Mentally, my God, it is.
Yeah. Well, anytime. I owned my own business for a while, too. And
of what?
Huh?
Of what?
Well, I don't want to say.
Yeah?
It's top secret. Sorry, bud.
It has something to do with the super secret time on the mic compound. But anyway, yeah. I mean, when you're the one, you live and die by what you do. I mean, it's not like going to a 9-to-5, you know.
Right. No vacation time, no sick time.
I mean, you're in it 24 hours a day sometimes, so. So yeah, so Colin approached me, I think before he approached you. He said, "Hey, there's this meeting over at this hotel about there's a Snap-on franchise that's a route that's kind of available. You want to go?" And I was like, "Okay." So we went and talked to a couple guys, and they gave us a spiel, of course, made it sound like it was, you know, best thing since sliced bread, which I'm not saying it's not, but of course it's a sales pitch.
Right.
So they're going to do that. But I think personally, I think you guys have done great.
Yeah.
I mean, you're coming up on your 1 year and you're still doing it. So the rule of thumb with a business is usually the first year is the toughest. If you can make it through that, then, you know, you're doing well. But I do have to say, you should be very proud of what you've done, because you really didn't know shit about tools.
Right. Screwdriver, hammer, the typical girl, like, obvious, you know, tools.
Yeah.
I've come a long way for sure on that. I know it's a different for the customers used to saying, "Hey, Snappy, what's new, Snappy?" And I get called, "I'm the snappiest."
Yeah.
And or Snap-on tool princess. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. So, yeah.
You should get a crown.
Yeah.
We'll get you a tiara.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, you just jumped in with both feet, and Colin didn't join you until, what, about 2 months ago, three months ago? So the success, I mean, you made it a success. You should be very proud of that.
Yeah. I got thrown into the wolves, and now I'm a part of the wolves.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
What an analogy.
Yeah. But tell us a little bit about what a Snap-on franchisee goes through day to day.
So if you've never been on the Snap-on truck, a lot of guys, believe it or not, don't understand and think automatically you have to have thousands of dollars. So we have new stuff daily. We always have merchandise. And by the way, if anybody is listening on my route, comment, like, or follow. Sure. And there is giveaways. It's not a chance. You automatically get something. So I will know that by dropping the like or the follow. You make your weekly payments going in on the truck. You shop around what you need. You know, it helps you become a better mechanic. Making money quicker, faster, quick turnover. And there's options of cash, check, or credit. There's multiple options, trade-ins. But we actually have something coming up, at McGrath, used to be called Weebler's, over in,
That's a Harley dealer, right?
Yes. Davenport, Iowa.
She just gave it away.
Their, location is where their bike night will be. So it's really cool. We're one of their sponsors for their bike night show starting Wednesday, June 19th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're going to have bands every night, food, and we'll have the truck there. I know they do it 4 months out of the summer.
Now, you said June. I thought it started in May.
I believe it starts in May. I think that's the first night, but I know it's from 5 to 9.
Okay. But you said June.
I did. See?
June flight, you know.
It's the snappiest it's going on in my head.
That's okay.
Yeah. But coolest part, you will have to be on, actually physically there at the bike night to win. We are giving away, McGrath is giving away a Snap-on, very cool orange and black trim Snap-on cart. So definitely something to get in on, as well as they're giving away gift cards, which you also have to be there the last night. So you want to know when it is, you got to show up the first night and you'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I've seen the card. It is cool.
Yeah.
So you guys sell more than just tools, though, too, right?
Yes. We have...
I mean, you have apparel and...
Like, yes, so we have hoodies, coats, believe it or not. They're talking about coming out with a snap-on handled, screwdriver handled toothbrush. you name it. If you don't see it and you want to go to snapon.com, let them know of a good idea, a different tool, what would work great for you that we do not have. You can submit it and they actually pay you up to $5,000.
However they can get in the house is, you know, besides the tool shop.
A Snap-on toothbrush?
Yeah, however they can get in the houses. Socks, oh, yeah. Hoodies. Socks, just get it hoodies. Out there.
I have razors. You clock
razors. Yeah.
We got clock spatulas.
Yes.
Yeah. You had a, I saw the other day you have a taco kit.
Yes, we do. Their little taco.
Like a tray that holds the tacos.
Yeah. Or... Yeah. socket wrench to hold your tortillas. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got it all.
Snap-on socks, I'm just saying, are the best.
So tell us about some of the awards you've won. Already less than a year in.
So I won Rookie of the Year. So in order to get that, you have to be in it just under a year in the franchise. You have to be a brand new, never been in the Snap-on business world of life whatsoever. And you have to be able to collect the right amount of money and build the amount of money in order to collect. So I'm on the way of one of the $1 million franchisee
oh, really?
Owners.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
In football terms, my mom is CJ Stroud, basically. So
that means nothing to me.
Now, I will say, obviously, with owning a business and being the first year in, obviously, there's lots of money going out, but we're definitely on the right track, and I'm super excited about it. So,
you won something prior to that, didn't you? You got a wrench or something?
Was that for being a part of?
No, that was for the actual history behind the flank drive wrench. So there's differences on the different, you know, you can have your standard wrench, your extra gripping power. A lot of my guys know the difference between the flank drive, and then there's the flank drive plus. But basically riveting. It originates back in the 1920s. I don't want to bore anybody.
So basically you got the original or what? You got a remake of the original?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So something that isn't made anymore.
Yes.
Basically.
So they used to bring in the green or red velvet, as you will, to show jewelry into a store as you would,
oh, right.
You know. So that's how they actually, back in the day in 1920s, when they started, they would bring tools in and lay out their felt and then they would
make
place,
you feel real nice.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
We don't do that now. I'm sorry. You get a free
special
t-shirt
order.
Hat.
You need to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you're in it for the long haul then?
Oh, yeah. We're in it for 10 years, 100%. Might even do it a little bit longer than that. So it's definitely something that I had my son ride with me over his summer break to see if he liked, and he did it a whole week. I made him commit to a whole week, and he's seen the fun in and outs of it all, and I don't know that he's going to go that route, but that's that's another option for him as well.
We all got to find our way.
Yeah.
All right, so what happens after 10 years?
Hopefully more than a mil.
10 years, yeah. I'm looking in maybe another 5 and then hope to maybe live life as we would like to and definitely not stay where I am currently living. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Where are you planning on going? Oh, we probably shouldn't say. You'll have people stalking you.
I got some time to think. I know I'm almost a year into this, but yeah, that's the goal.
Leaving the area or just...
Well, I'll tell you, we've put a lot of work into our house and...
I know.
The word moving is... Yes, you've helped a lot for sure. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Well, you got some time to figure that out.
Yeah.
So you think it was the right move?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I can back you up on that FedEx thing. I worked for FedEx for... about 3 months. And I don't know if I can get sued for this, but I have to tell you, that's one of the worst jobs I've ever had in my whole career. It was, it's amazing a company that size can operate on a daily basis and get that big the way they run it. It's just insane. I mean, it's just a...
It's worse than your concert doing, WWE doing
job. Yes.
It is?
It's a close, but yes, it's worse than that.
I was going to say, if you get a lot of packages, take care of your drivers. Make sure that you leave water, snacks, if you will, and treat them well, because they go through a lot. So
they'll treat you well if you do. Yep. So.
Well, when I hired on with them, I was told a whole load of bullshit. It was, you can pick your schedule. You're not going to work more than 25 hours a week, which is perfect for me because I was retired.
Right.
And I was just, my business was affected by COVID, so I was looking for income and something to do, and it turned into a 8-hour plus day. And the thing is, you never knew one day from the next whether you were even working.
Right.
So you couldn't plan anything.
Right.
So it's like, I can't do this. And my last day, I probably shouldn't say this, but what the hell. So it was, I had given my notice because I just had enough. So it was right around Christmas time. So I told my boss, I'm giving you 2 weeks and I'm going to stay here for 2 weeks because I know you're busy. It's Christmas time.
Right.
So I don't know if he did this on purpose. I kind of think he did. But one day he gave me 96 stops to do. And my route was way the hell out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even leave the station till like 9:30 in the morning.
Super.
And I'm like, this is crazy. And the thing is, when I first hired on there, I was like, okay, so how do you know the best way to run your route? Well, that's up to you to figure it out. And I'm like, what? I mean, so luckily they make these route apps that I downloaded, yeah, where you punch in all the addresses and it routes it out for you the best way through Google Maps. But
don't forget about those pickups you got to do.
Yeah, well, that's another story. But anyway, my last day, he gave me like 96 stops, and it started to get dark, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere. You can't see
nothing.
Addresses. You nothing. Don't know where you're at. I still had like 20. It was like 7 o'clock at night, and I still had like 20 stops, and I just had enough. I did my last delivery, got in a truck, and I just drove it straight back to the station, and I said, I quit. They're like, what? So, yeah. That's the second time I've done that to an employer. But first time was a lot funner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to continue with that, or?
Sure, I'll tell the story. So I worked at a photo processing plant or store, retail store at our local mall. It was a one-hour photo, so you'd drop your film off, and an hour later you'd come back, you'd have your pictures, and
yeah,
everything was cool. I'd already been in the business. I had a ton of experience. I knew the processes inside and out. I could go on forever on this, but I won't. But anyway, long story short, I worked there 3 years, and I originally applied to be the manager. Didn't get it, so I was the assistant manager. So I worked there 3 years as the assistant manager, and I come in one day, and the guy that was a manager said, well, it's been good working with you. I said, what do you mean? He goes, they just fired me. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
And I said, okay. So I thought, and the guy from corporate was standing there, and I thought, oh, cool, they're going to make me the manager. So the guy comes over, and he goes, we've decided we're going to bring somebody in from another location. And I'm like, what?
So they fired him instead of moving him?
They fired him and brought somebody in from another store to take his place as manager.
That's ridiculous.
So,
they could have just demoted him?
I don't know why they fired him. So anyway, just so happened like a week before that, I got a call from a guy that I used to work with at an ad agency. And he says, hey, do you want to come back to work in the lab? And I said, well, and it was more money. But the only thing was, he said, the company's dying. He goes, they're going to shut the doors here sometime soon. But I thought, so when they told me, they weren't going to make me the manager. I called him up and I said, is that offer still good? He goes, yeah. I said, he says, when can you start? I said, tomorrow. No, I guess it was, this was a Friday. I said, I'll be there Monday. And he goes, what? He goes, okay. Yeah. So my plan was, so we had a number we could call. It was an answering service to the corporate office, which was in Missouri. So if something went wrong and you needed help with something, you could call us and they'd call you back, kind of like a, you know, because nobody had cell phones.
It right. was,
anyway, so the girl I worked with that night, I told her, because she was supposed to work with me the next morning, and I said, well, you can stay home. And she goes, why? I go, because I'm coming in and I'm quitting. She goes, what? And I explained the whole situation to her, and she goes, well, I'm going to quit too then. And I'm like, what?
Uh-oh. Wow.
I said, you don't have to do that. She goes, well, I'm not going to work here if you're not working here. And I'm like, well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
So anyway, she came in and met me that morning. I don't know why, but so I came in about an hour before we were supposed to start. I called the number and I said, yeah, I got a problem here. I'm down here at this location. And what's the problem? I quit. And this was just an answering service. It wasn't, you know. And I said, you need to tell whoever you got a call that I quit and I'm not opening the store. And they're like, okay. So I laid my keys on the counter, locked the door, and off I went.
Yeah.
So I got a call later that day from my dad. He's laughing his ass off. He goes, oh my God, because they knew, I told him what I was going to do. Yeah. He goes, you got to go down there. You got to go down there. I go, why? He goes, that line to get in that place is like wrapped around the whole mall. And I'm like, what? So what they did, because they had a location in the other mall nearby in our town. So they had that manager come over to my location to open the store and run it that day because there wasn't anybody else. He was all by himself on a Saturday, which was the busiest day.
Wow.
And I went down there, and he wasn't lying. That line was, there had to have been 75 people standing there. And wow. I just sat there for a while and watched. Mm-hmm. He didn't see me, but I thought, yeah, this feels pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then I went to work for the ad agency for about 6 months, and they closed the door.
Wow.
But, hey, what the hell?
Yeah.
Guy still owes me a week's pay, too, which I'll never get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, pay him.
Yeah. He's probably dead. God, that was back in 82 or 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He was an ass. Okay. Anything else you want to cover about the business? Promote away.
No, I got a pretty good group of guys, and I mean, there's some ups and downs, but for the most part, we've been pretty lucky. So just if you're out there and you have a tool truck already that you're on, just treat them right and vice versa, and wish you the best of luck. It's a cool deal for sure.
So give them your contact information. You got a Facebook page. It's C&J Superior Tools Facebook group.
I do, C&J Superior Tools, and you gotta ask to join. It's on a group, under a group under Facebook, and then you can message me. My first name is Jessica, and last name.
Oh, don't give your name.
Sorry about your luck, but you're not getting that. but I do have a business phone number. You can call, text that anytime. I wish I didn't have to say that, but I do because the guys, unfortunately, I have first, second, third shifts. But yeah, feel free to reach out and text 563-949-0160. Right now, we currently cover Davenport, Bettendorf, Iowa. But if you're needing, a tool guy, you got a shop with any mechanics. Hell, we even do a landscaping company. You name it. So anybody can use tools, even on the side or at home. So reach out and let me know, and we'll make sure you get serviced.
Yeah, even if you're a backyard mechanic that likes to tinker on the weekends or whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean. And you need tools, they're the folks to get a hold of. So you said anybody currently on your route that listens to this and tells you, you're going to give them something?
You're going to automatically get...
you don't need to say what.
I'm not going to. There's no chance to win. You'll automatically get something. So And my guys know that I give out, you know, you always get leave the truck with something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We set you up.
Yeah. You've given me some good deals, so
Are you done promoting? Just asking.
Promoting.
Yeah.
Like right now today?
Yes, what's currently.
Up? Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so can we go back in time to earlier? What's your journey to get to before FedEx? What was your journey through? Like college, what? Going through the steps. How did this happen?
So I went to high school. I graduated high school. And then I went to, let's back it up here.
You went to OOPS?
I don't know how much detail we're wanting here. Are we wanting
just don't give names, like okay. Company names, or just like if you've gone to like if you worked at a certain place, just say like it was a fast food place or.
Okay. So I graduated high school and I had, a son, thanks, Daniel, for stealing my water. had a son at 18, turned the curve a little bit, and then went to hair school, cosmetology. Did that for a little bit.
I've never heard it called hair school.
Really?
Hair school, cosmetology. Did that, and then worked a couple jobs, and then at a gas station, cleaning on the side for extra income for the diapers and whatnot. And then you actually have to do 2,100 hours for the license for Illinois and Iowa. So I did that. And then I did some jobs in between there. Nothing worth writing a book over. And then I ran a retail store, brand new, thought everything was going to work out there, moved up to management, and they closed down within maybe a year. Then I got moved to the same type of company, exact company, and moved over to another location. And just your typical job, adding more work with less pay and then changing hours to the ass crack of dawn that I was not okay with. And then I went on to, after COVID, I wasn't going to work with a mask on my face. And I just,
good for you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks. You can feel the way you feel, but I couldn't do it. So then I did the lovely FedEx job, and it's great money. I'll give you that. But it's not hourly, and it's daily how I was paid, and 250 pounds is the weight requirement, and that was, I mean, I'm no gym girl, that's for sure.
You had to weigh 250 pounds?
Yeah, I might be there right now on the.
I was just kidding.
Giving up the FedEx job. It keeps you in shape for sure, but no, the weight limit you have to lift is 250 pounds.
I tell you what, when I worked there, because you worked for. A lot of people don't understand about FedEx is there's FedEx Ground, which is contractors. I worked for FedEx Express, which is FedEx. Express is the ones where you're supposed to deliver it by a certain time of the day, right, and all that crap. But I tell you what, first time I saw, I had to work the line one time when they called them pods, when they came in, the stuff that's full of the boxes.
Yep.
And you have to sort it and send it down the belt, and then it gets to whatever truck it goes, right, to. Holy shit, the way they handle those boxes.
Yeah, don't ever get a TV online.
If you could see how they handle those boxes, you'd never order anything online again. I mean, it's insane.
So finished from there to now this badass Snap-on truck. And it's got more ups than downs for sure. And, I mean, I love it. So what do you feel on the mom driving the tool truck?
You know, it's, I think you're
different.
It's different, but I feel like you're happier than the two jobs you had beforehand.
Yeah.
Driving so far, and then having to drive as a job.
Yeah.
So I think you're happier.
Yeah.
That you get to do so when basically someone, whatever you want.
When someone asks you, what do your parents do for a living? You don't lie, right? I mean, you don't say,
No. I don't. I get asked this all the time at school because I wear some of the apparel and they're like, so I heard your mom does Snap-on. So could I maybe come on the truck? How does this work? And I let them know. So
I want to actually talk about that just for a sec because I have a lot of this, even my customers. A lot of the customers or a lot of people think Snap-on trucks work for Snap-on. We sell Snap-on product. It's a franchise. So buying my franchise, I own. It's my own store. It's my shop. So yes, it's Snap-on product, but it's not an actual Snap-on store. And a lot of guys don't understand that.
Yeah, it's an independent, almost independent.
You're your own.
Yes.
You're your own business.
Yes.
I mean, it's like,
it's your name on the.
And a lot of people don't understand this either. Like a lot of fast food places like McDonald's and Hardee's, those are franchises.
Yep.
And they're owned by people, not.
Right.
You know, McDonald's is just the.
Yeah.
You're basically buying the name and the product, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. First time I went on that truck, I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of tools in here. Yeah.
I remember when it came in, you were so excited.
I was, but I was terrified because I remember.
Yep, you were like, I need to keep it clean.
I was told it's just as big as the biggest box truck you can drive for FedEx or UPS. And that's true, except for they forgot to mention how much extra the truck is with your actual cab you drive in. But I did it. I did the test drive, and I can whip her around like no tomorrow.
And I told you that first day, remember? Because you're like, I gotta take this out and practice backing up and doing this and that. And I said, there'll come a day when you'll just be.
Yep.
And you're like, I don't think so. No.
She's a brand new truck. She's got a digital dash. Obviously, with that, there's flaws, but yeah.
She?
Yeah, she's a she. I want to put eyelashes on her, but he won't let me.
Oh, God. So backing up a bit, I don't know if you guys heard this. You've mentioned COVID, which I told you the other day. We don't talk about COVID here, but it's a four-letter word.
I guess getting
picked
out already.
No. I heard today this French virologist, scientist, is predicting that like within 2 years, we're going to start seeing all these people that got vaccinated and all these boosters are going to start dying. And he said it's going to be massive. He called it a tsunami of death.
Yeah.
And he said what he said is it's going to be the destruction of the world because economies will collapse, hospitals will collapse. And I'm like, what?
Secretly, this is somehow tying back into Planet of the Apes. You know, but.
I don't know. I mean.
Or maybe it's like
that's basically the whole story.
The government's way of purging the world itself.
Yeah, but to what end though? Because that's what I keep running through my mind is what these jokers are up to. Because it seems like somebody's hell bent on destroying the United States as a country and turning it into whatever they want. But I can't figure out what the end game is because. If you destroy it and there's nothing left, there's nothing left for you either.
Right.
So what are you going to rule over a pile of rocks? I mean, are you that nuts? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, we're not going to get into politics.
I don't know. When they say vaccines, it's just wild to me that it was a COVID vaccine and now there's different variants. And that's just saying that's sketch to me. That's just crazy.
Well, I mean, when they first came out,
they knew exactly what it was.
Well, no, they didn't. That was the problem.
Right. Now we're
discussing. Because I remember when it first came out, the president at the time, who shall remain nameless, because I won't use his name, because he's really not the president. Oh, my God, did I say that? Anyway, he said, get the vaccine, and you got the vaccine. You can go on your way. And,
and then it changes.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait. You got to get a booster.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have to wear a mask if you got the vaccine.
Oh, you didn't have to do shit. You could go on your merry way, and it's life just like it was before COVID. And then it's like, hold on.
No.
Now you got to get a booster. And it's like, okay, I'll get the booster. Hold on. Now I got to get another booster. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if it's protecting you from the virus, why do you have to keep getting these? I mean, and it's like, don't go around anybody. you know, wear it, still wear a mask and still do this and still do that. Well, I thought the shot was supposed to protect me from that. Why do I got to wear a mask?
Yeah.
It's like anybody that had was a thinking, rational person could see all this in front of them and say, this is all total bullshit.
Well, I will tell you, me and Daniel have had more than often flu, if you will. Hit us harder. But I will tell you, one thing they've never asked, they automatically assume we're going to check for COVID. As long as you accept that we check you for COVID, they never, ever once asked, have you been vaccinated? Have they asked you?
No. But to bring up getting the flu and stuff, I believe we got COVID before it even was announced,
mm-hmm.
because it was around Christmas. A lot of people were sick, and we were one of them, and we were out for, what, a month or something?
Yeah.
Around Christmas time, yeah. We were out for a month with the same symptoms of COVID.
The original COVID, by the way,
yeah.
Back in 2020.
And then a month after we're done and fine.
Yeah.
I can explain why that was. Yeah.
Huh.
It was just the flu.
Yeah.
I don't believe we had. I've never had the flu.
No, I'm not even going to say this. Anyway, well, we took a weird turn there, didn't
we? Yeah,
we did. All right. So we have a little bit of time left here. I thought you guys want to play a game.
All right.
Mom against son.
What type of game?
Oh, boy.
No?
Like sitting here?
Yeah, obviously.
Sorry, bud. You're going down.
So what I got here is I looked these kids' riddles up online. So I'm going to give you each a clue, and you have to figure out the answer, and I'll keep score.
If this is like the Riddler riddles?
No, it's kids' riddles.
Okay.
Like you haven't seen this before. I feel like I'm going down already.
So pay attention to the words and the question and how they're asked.
If it's rearranging words, I'm
No, I didn't mean that.
Okay.
So who wants to go first?
This girl.
All right. It belongs to you, but your friends use it more. What is it?
My tools. Sorry. Belongs to me.
Don't say, because if she doesn't get it, you can get a chance.
I feel like there's multiple answers to this, but...
Clothes?
Your friends use your clothes?
All the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You never let your friends wear your clothes?
Well, when I was a kid, maybe.
There's probably, yeah.
I thought this was kid-related, you said. Am I wrong?
It's kids' riddles.
Oh, okay. So, I got nothing. I'll pass.
I'd say jokes/laughter. But, you know.
What?
I'd say jokes.
That doesn't even make sense.
You said...
It belongs to you, but your friends use it more. What is it?
Yeah, your jokes.
Oh, you know. I think you're thinking really hard.
I am, but continue.
So we both fail.
Your name.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Wow. That's good.
You got to think inside the box. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Daniel, Kate's mother has 3 children, Snap, Crackle, and what?
Bro.
What?
Kate's mother has 3 children, Snap, Crackle, and who?
Kate.
Very good.
Oh, I would have failed. I thought I had it right.
What you think?
You
were going to
say pop?
Or pop?
All right, Jessica.
Oh, boy.
There's only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
You're looking at me like this is an easy one.
It is.
I got it.
Think about it. One word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
I got it. Throw something out there.
Ain't.
Let's go with wrong.
Wrong.
Like wrong's the answer or wrong I'm
wrong?
Wrong
is the answer.
Oh.
Only one word that's spelled wrong.
What?
Only one word that's spelled wrong. WRONG.
Yeah, you know, the word wrong.
I know the word wrong.
It's spelled wrong.
Why? Yeah, that's how it's spelled. That's how it's spelled, is wrong, because the word is wrong.
You guys are messing with me.
This is crazy.
Okay, it's 2-0, Daniel.
Perfect.
All right, Daniel. I'm an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
8. I don't know.
Jessica?
Odd number.
I am an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I? So in other words, think of the how you spell the number. Like,
see,
one.
This is what I said. I'm bad at this part. The rearranging words.
It's not rearranging.
Well, it's taking away something in the word.
Okay, so you're a letter and you're an odd number.
I'm an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
I think this is rigged.
Yeah.
I do. I do. Mmm. 3. 7.
Take away the S and it's even.
That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Well, think how you spell 7.
Yeah.
It's not ridiculous.
Wow.
She hates you right now.
All right, whose turn is it?
My mom's.
Okay. Which is heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
Ton of feathers.
Is my go?
Mm-hmm.
They're the same.
They both weigh a ton.
What in the actual hell are you for real?
A ton of bricks and a ton of feathers.
Oh, shit.
All right, Daniel. How do you fix a damaged jack-o'-lantern?
Is there a hint for this one? No. A damaged jack-o'-lantern. You throw a tack in it.
What?
I don't know. I threw out a guess. I don't know.
Throw a tack in it.
Your guess. Yeah, what do you got better, huh?
You put a little light in it. Right?
No.
Oh, that seems right to me.
Try it again. How do you fix a damaged jack-o'-lantern?
Can you give us a hint? Any type of hint?
Think on the terms of like a Band-Aid.
How do you fix a jack-o'-lantern?
You pick him up?
A pumpkin patch.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's too much.
No?
No. I think the last question's got to be at least worth 10 points, so I got something to get here.
All right.
Not that I will.
Whose turn is it?
Mom's, I believe.
What kind of coat can be put on only when wet?
What?
She's looking at me like, are you speaking Chinese?
What kind of coat can be put on only when wet?
What kind of coat can be put on only when wet?
Oh, you wear it and you go deep sea diving and scuba gear, like a scuba suit.
That's a suit, not a coat.
Scuba coat. Raincoat.
Nope.
A wet one?
A wet coat? I would say towel, but you said it has to be a coat, so I have no clue. Is it a towel? Okay.
Coat of paint?
It's too much. Just like the last one, it's too much to think about.
Wow. I thought my head could hurt for my job. Boy, I'm really racking my brain for this.
All right. We'll give your mom another shot here. I have a tail and a head, but no body. What am I?
A sad little guy. Oh, man. So you only have a head and a tail?
I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I?
Wow.
Think about it.
So you said what?
I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I?
Oh, I get it. I think I have this one, and this has got to be the winner.
I have no clue.
It's definitely a coin.
Very good.
Let's go.
Oh. Woohoo. Okay.
Jessica's on the board. 3-1.
Yeah, that's worth 20 points, pretty sure.
All right, Daniel. What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
Two things you can never eat for breakfast.
I'm getting it now. I'm catching on, bud.
Are you?
Yep.
Nails. With milk.
Nails? I don't think you could eat that anytime. Okay, Jessica.
Lunch and dinner.
Very
That's
good.
That's so dumb.
Let's go. That's like 30 points.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you
Give
are.
Me half. Give
I'm
me
the,
half.
I'm the judge. You're wrong. All right. A group of bunnies were having a birthday party. What kind of music were they listening to?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hopping music.
I'll give that to you.
Hip hop. I got it better.
No, she got
She said hopping music. Well, that's not even real. That's not.
I'm giving it to her because now it's tied.
It's hip hop.
Just to make it interesting.
Let's just make it interesting and say I'm winning.
I haven't even done finishing answering my answer here.
It's hip hop, not whatever you said. Hopping music. Hopping music.
Yeah, that's my term. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard her say that before. All right, last question. You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place do you finish?
Okay, repeat that.
You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place did you finish in?
Do you want me to answer it, Mom? I'll give you a chance, but it's...
Wow.
Do you know it?
You want to give me a clue?
No, I don't.
Why?
It's a number. There's your clue.
Does it come before five?
I'm not giving you a clue. I gave you a clue. It's a number.
Well, no shit. That's obvious.
Is it obvious? You never know.
It's either first or third.
Do you want me to read it again?
No, she's got it. She said it two numbers.
I'm going to go with third.
It's second.
Yeah.
You pass the person a second. That means you become second. You literally raced a race. You raced a car.
No.
And you don't know how...
Let's not talk about
work.
My driving skills, bud.
So Daniel wins 4-3. Woo!
Yeah. Getting competitive You're out welcome. Here. And that's an asterisk
I'm
on
actually,
your That's
I'm,
an asterisk on your 3.
I'm pretty
I should
proud
have 5
me.
Here.
I had 3. I'm good with that.
You are way
That is an asterisk.
You are way too competitive.
That's an asterisk. That's an asterisk on that third one.
You know what? This means absolutely nothing. Basically,
this is my pride.
This was a time. This was a time filler.
So you get to cook dinner tonight. There you go.
Just so you know,
huh?
This was a time filler. Nothing else.
Oh wow.
All right. So Daniel, you got anything?
You
said you wanted to bring up something about a fight.
Yeah, we can bring up about a fight. So, yesterday,
speaking of fight, I saw a headline where Mike Tyson says he's scared to death to fight this Jake Paul guy.
Really?
He's psyching him out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you, you son of a
bitch.
So
it used to be, bringing that up, it used to be not a, technically a fight that goes on Mike's resume, but now it is, by the way. So it's, I think it said 3 or 2 minute rounds.
He's really into weed. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He owns a weed company.
That's probably good money.
Oh, shit, yeah. So does Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
He does.
Okay, but.
Imagine that.
To start this off. The fight we're talking about, it's a hockey game. It's Rangers versus Devils. One of the biggest rivalries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the rookies...
When did this take place?
Yesterday. So, one of the rookies, which yesterday is, what, the third. One of the rookies that was drafted by the Rangers, okay? This season, he has 5 minutes on ice time, 5 minutes and 3 seconds against the Devils... all season, and has 47 penalty minutes against the Devils.
Is this that guy that got suspended for a while?
Yeah, Matt Rempe.
Yeah, he's a goon?
Yeah, he's a goon, 7'3". He can...
Does he have all his teeth?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
So is a goon an instigator?
Yeah.
Basically, they're there to fight.
How do you...
Well, let's...
They're trying to draw penalty minutes.
He's a goon, but he can score.
Yeah.
So...
Do you have to, like, try out to be a goon?
No.
Or they just like vote. This guy's a
Mom,
badass.
He was drafted.
Oh. I think it's just known.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know.
If you're known to be a goon, you're going to be a goon. He already fought the biggest goon in the league.
Will you play
Ryan
hockey?
Reeves.
Are you a goon?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I just had to ask.
I pass.
All right.
Personally.
All right.
I'm a big assist guy. So.
All right.
You're a goalie.
Well, when I play out.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Especially because I'm a D man. So.
Yeah.
I think you're. Your next game is supposed to be this weekend, right?
Yeah.
I think you're going to.
I have two games.
I think it's going
to. It doesn't snow.
I think it's supposed to rain all day or something.
That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Welcome to April. All right, Jessica, you got anything else you want to mention about the business or anything?
No, we got some deals going on next week. Check it out on the truck. We always have something to give away. This last week, we just gave away a slot, the world's largest slot race car track. Very cool. Congratulations, John, on the winning.
The world's largest?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How big is it?
66.2 feet long.
Now, is this just Snap-on, or is it...
You're talking about those electric cars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah, Snap-on makes some cool toys.
Yeah.
They got those RC cars.
Anything to bring out the
RC car, inner child. Our 1920 Sprint car, RC car, will be drawn at the end of this month, and it's coming up. Anybody that has the Super Speedway tickets, make sure you get them entered for the very cool 3-day trip to the Grand Canyon camping, and Travis Pastrana will actually be there.
Who's that?
So, he is a crazy-ass stunt performer.
He's a stuntman. He does stunt tricks. He does BMX.
He'll be there camping with you guys, and it'll be cool. So
camping with a crazy guy.
Yeah, they're going to pick a total of 10 winners, so... I know in our region.
They're camping at the Grand Canyon? Mm-hmm. Like down in?
Yeah, they're doing. Chef's they're traveling either up or down.
Well, if you are the winner, get some snake boots.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. That's coming up. Can't wait to see who wins that.
So I saw a TV show one time. I can't remember what it was. It was about aliens. There's a they showed pictures of it. There's a cave down in the Grand Canyon where it's got all these cave paintings of people like wearing spacesuits and shit. Yeah. I'd love to see that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well,
there's probably a lot of stuff in the Grand Canyon that has
like
been
a lot
discovered.
Of bodies that people are crazy and try to take pictures and then fall to their death.
So when we went to the Grand Canyon, we almost saw a deer commit suicide trying to get a leaf.
It was wild.
Yeah. So last time I was there, we went to the north. Is it the north rim that has a glass bridge?
Probably. Where are we at?
South.
Yeah. So probably.
So anyway. We go out on the bridge and we're checking shit out. You know, we're probably there about an hour or so. And you go over the bridge. It's like a horseshoe shape.
Yeah.
You go in one end and you can stand there as long as you want. Come in the other end, and of course it's a gift shop. They have this thing on the wall. It's a newspaper article. We're like 13 people have jumped off this bridge since they opened it.
Wow.
And it's like, why would you put that up there? But I'm thinking, man, that's crazy. It's a long way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cool to see if you haven't seen it. I mean, you get a chance, you should go.
A lot of mysteries about it.
What's that?
A lot of mysteries about
it. Yeah, don't take any rocks from the Grand Canyon.
Why?
Oh, it's a spiritual thing.
Bad, bad, bad news. Don't do it. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Even talking about it.
Actually, there is a movie on Netflix. I'm not sure what it's called, but if you literally Google... movie about taking a rock from the Grand Canyon, I promise you'll find it.
It's a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like a made-up movie?
I mean, I hope so, but...
Well, either way, it's based off of half fact of the...
Right.
One of the tribes that went missing from the Grand Canyon. So
are you telling me you actually believe that?
What?
If I take a rock from the Grand Canyon, my life is...
No, it's just a spiritual thing, because also in the Grand Canyon, there's, like...
You're ripping natives. Yeah, you're ripping history from where it
it's the natives' healing stones. Yeah. There's healing stones to the natives' people that is in the Grand Canyon, in the caves. We're probably next to those paintings that you're talking about.
But they're not there anymore.
What?
The natives.
I know, but they...
They're in the crystals, I feel like.
No, this is... She's not wrong. The native people claim this, and also, I mean, they still... claim technically that land, part of that land is the caves. They claim
you're talking
it.
About Native Americans?
Whoever was there.
I'll tell you, it's wild to be in the clouds.
Well, they used to take hallucinogenic drugs. I think they were talking to animals too.
Yeah. I don't remember the name, but they feared a
storm
being,
because you're in the clouds?
They either feared a being or something, but it could it's basically like a skinwalker, but it wasn't.
Oh my god.
They feared a being that was a wolf, but it would like take away, it would wipe out their whole town. That's what they feared.
What is a skinwalker?
What is a skinwalker?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Because I've heard many terms, and I'm curious what your term is.
You never heard of Skinwalker Ranch?
What is a skinwalker?
Are you okay? This is a very real thing.
I feel like there's a lot of dogs out there that are skinwalkers. So what's
this is a very real thing.
Yeah.
It's not a real
thing. I believe it's a real thing.
Okay.
You talking about the shapeshifter things?
Yes. They're basically a spiritual being that transforms from animals to basically a demon. So that's what it is.
Do you believe you're a skinwalker?
No, Mom.
Okay, that's good.
Do you know about Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah.
You believe that?
There's videos of deers walking like a human in the fields, and then when they
like on TV.
And they turn, yes, and then they turn over and they plop back down like nothing happened.
You seen it, didn't you?
On the road.
You know, I tried to explain this to you one time. I did videos for almost 30 years. You know how easy it is to
It doesn't matter because I've seen something before. So on the road.
Right in front of you?
Yeah, on the road.
You
I was
saw
with my
a deer
friend.
Walking like a
no,
human.
No, not a deer. So we.
He's like, what's up?
Well, it wasn't.
Have you seen my sleigh?
He literally high fived you, didn't he?
No. So we were driving down the road.
Who's we?
Me and James. And he can account for this as well.
Who was driving?
I was.
So this was recently?
Yeah, in the last year. We were driving down the road. And all of a sudden, we see a deer come out of the woods.
Stop it.
Okay.
It's nighttime?
Yeah. But we'd see a deer come out of the woods, and we can see it in front of us. And then
this
when
is
we
the
get
secret forest, by the way, where we're
no,
from.
Yeah, I guess when we get.
What'd you say? You live in a secret forest?
This is right by where we live, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, go on.
So, coming up to it, we see it just turn into a bird, and you can laugh whatever you want. But we saw it turn into a bird and fly over the car. You can laugh all you want, but it turned into an animal that looked like a swan.
Why haven't I heard this before now?
So it turned into a white bird?
It was white. Well, it went from a deer to a white bird.
Was it a white? Was it an albino deer? Mom. I've seen one of those. Have you?
No. Well, I get it. You're not taking this serious.
Why haven't I heard this till now?
I thought I've told you.
No.
But yeah, this is something that's happened.
That sounds like a dope story, but I also, it sounds like to me that there was maybe dope involved to believe that.
Nope. Never. He wasn't high. I wasn't high.
That's
so.
Good. All right.
Or drunk.
Wow.
Well, that's good to hear. Especially if you're driving.
Yeah.
Wow. A deer turned into a bird.
So you guys don't believe me.
I wasn't there.
Take a tally. You?
On
the point of yes, no, or maybe?
Maybe the whatever white bird you're claiming you've seen it turn into maybe was real close to this deer and they had it off and one pissed the other shot. You know what I'm saying?
So you actually saw the deer disappear
yes.
And turn into a bird.
Correct.
Like, where'd it go? Did it run really fast or like it was just like, boom, gone?
Boom, gone. And then guess what? All of a sudden, we see a bird flying above us from the position
like
where the deer was.
Lap.
Oh, my God. I get it. You don't take it seriously.
No,
but this is something that really happened.
I will say I have a lot of stories that are very unbelievable, 100%. Those wild stories.
Well, we'll have to have you back then.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do a paranormal episode.
There we go. Oh, God. I have stories for
me
you.
Me and her have both stories about paranormal. So.
I don't doubt that after hearing that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. We need to wrap this one up. So anybody got any final comments?
No, this was really fun, and I'm glad I had the opportunity. And the guys on my route hurried it up, and Colin took over, and I was able to do this. So.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. We'll have to have you back, and we'll do that paranormal episode.
Sounds good.
Paranormal special.
Yeah.
You got any comments? Closing comments?
Not for this one.
All right. All right. We're going to wrap this up. So this time on the mic is over.